This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Horse people, this is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for May 29th, 2014, episode 923.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
That's right. Today is your weekly two-minute warning to get busy surfing the web for off-kilter classifieds and emailing them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com with bad ads in the subject line. On tomorrow's show, Glenn and Jamie, as usual, will perform a dramatic reading of this select group of ads, and the astute listener who submitted what we deem to be the best of the worst will win this fantastic prize. A 64-ounce bottle of Soar No More Performance Liniment. The original Soar No More Liniment became famous for its natural, herbal, arnica-based cooling formula. Soar No More Performance Liniments maintain the same arnica-based and capsaicin-free formula as the original, but removes lobelia to meet FEI regulatory requirements. Soar No More Performance Liniment is the only liniment that is not only safe for FEI competitors, but is safe to use with laser, magnetic, and ceramic fiber therapy, as well as for safe for sensitive skin. Now, sit back and enjoy this previously aired masterpiece gleaned from the Hit 'em Audio Vaults.
Do you guys buy into that Friday the 13th stuff, or like which came first, the Friday the 13th worries or the movie? Did the movie come, you know, like what started this whole Friday the 13th drama?
That's a good question. I don't know. Jennifer, you can look that up. I'm sure Wikipedia has a whole article on how Friday the 13th started. I have no idea. You know, unless I see a black cat today, I think I'm okay.
Let's see. I'm safe. I own a solid white cat.
Awesome. Does he still hang out on the roof, by the way?
That's where he likes to be. He loves the roof.
That's the only cat in the world I've ever known that hangs out on the roof of the house.
He's a smart kid. He's made it this long, okay?
See, you wouldn't want to do that here. We have too many hawks. He'd be gone the first day.
You know what? We have hawks, too. I don't know how he avoids them. So he's just a street smart little white kitty, Frank the Bomb. So, but Jennifer, any info on the Friday the 13th yet? Friday the 13th, according to folklorists, there is no written evidence for Friday the 13th superstition before the 19th century. The earliest known documented reference in English occurs in the 1869 biography of Guciano Rossini, who died on February 13th.
Guciano's
fault.
Nothing
in the history books about Jason and a hockey mask and anybody trying to kill you in your sleep. Like, that was Freddy Krueger. Okay, so it does go back a little further than the 80s. A little bit. Not by a whole lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you do anything different? Do you do anything weird, Glenn, about Friday the 13th?
No.
I mean, I know a lot of people get kind of nervous about it, but most of the time I think now it's just you make jokes when bad things happen.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. We don't really adjust anything. Although I do keep an eye out to see if things happen that don't normally happen. So I do kind of, I am kind of aware of it. You know, like before the show started today, I said, we got to be ready. Anything could happen. So
yeah, that's true. You know what? I actually subscribe to the fact that this is actually a really, really, really bad day. And I didn't realize that it was Friday the 13th until I read that it was Friday the 13th right now. So I have got to go back to bed. So I will see you guys later.
Okay.
Have a great show.
All right.
Jennifer, let's give it up on today's show.
Hang on 1 second. I was pouring the alfalfa cubes out of my pockets. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we start out on eBay with some doggone fantastic items up for auction, some of which we might not tell you about because Jamie and I don't want you guys running up the price.
And I already been on one.
You should have told her about that one, Glenn. After we take a break from for an auction hot dog, because everybody knows auction hot dogs are the best, it's off to the eventing world for a chat with eventing superstar James Atkinson. And ironically enough, at the tail end of the show, really bad ads brought to you by Stud Muffins, the ultimate horse treats, the pre-weekend warm-up for your laugh muscles. And stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, I have a very special Daily Winnie today. It goes out to Karen from Kentucky Performance Products. First of all, a couple things with Karen today. We want to wish her a very happy birthday. It was her birthday yesterday, and we want to make sure we don't miss that. So happy birthday, Karen. And also, I'm very excited to announce that Karen notified me yesterday that Kentucky Performance Products, I didn't even get a chance to tell Jamie this yet, Kentucky Performance Products is going to continue as our title sponsor here for another year. So we're very excited about that. You know, I in all sincerity, I have to say this. The Horse Radio Network would not be here without Kentucky Performance Products. They have supported us from literally day one, almost 6 years ago now. And without her support over the years, she's our biggest sponsor. And without her support, we wouldn't be here. So I really owe a lot to Karen and Kentucky Performance Products. And we hope that you go take a look next time you need a supplement. Give them a shot because, as I said,
you know you need a supplement. Just go buy one from them today. Make Friday the 13th Kentucky Performance Products Day. Everybody buy something from them today.
That's right. Because you're listening to us because of Kentucky Performance Products.
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
You owe it. All right. Well, I was on my way and I thought, I've got to see if we can do this. I went to prison yesterday, Glenn. I was in prison and I thought, I wonder if you can check in, you know, like on Facebook, check in. And, you know, when you hit the check in button, places around you pop up and you can check in from places. And I thought, I wonder if you can check in from jail. Well, lo and behold, I hit the check in button. It's like, check in from prison. So I checked in from jail yesterday.
I saw that.
Which I thought was one of the coolest things I've ever done. And my girlfriend and I, she is in the market for a rescue horse. So we went down to jail and looked at, there's a bunch of new MASH horses available in prison. And MASH is the rescue group through the sheriff's department that I do the Facebook page for. If you haven't gone and liked it, it's MASH Horses, M-A-S-H, stands for Maricopa County Animal Safety Haven, something like that. Anyway, it's facebook.com/adopthorses. There, I have decided that upon looking at a lot of horses, and by the way, my friend did find one to adopt. I'm so excited. I'll tell you guys about that after it gets delivered tomorrow. But my personal mission in life, from now on, and my Daily Winnie goes out to my new best friend, Checkers, okay? Checkers is an older, probably 20-something, 20-year-old thoroughbred gelding. Checkers has had an incredibly rough life, and my mission in life from henceforth forward is to find this horse a home. I cannot let this horse live another day in the sheriff's department. While it is a great place for horses to rehabilitate, not a very happy place to live. Bless their heart, they do a great job. The inmates care for them. Their stalls are clean. They get fed, but the cushy lifestyle ends there. So Checkers is a horse that has been seized from his owner, not once, but twice. Checkers was seized from his owner for being starved. They ended up not relinquishing Checkers. They went to the whole court thing, and they ended up getting their horse back. This is a year after Checkers had been seized. So Checkers goes from being starved to fat. They get Checkers back. They starve him again. Jeez. Twice, this horse has been starved almost to death by the same god-awful people. Well, the second time, they didn't win him back. He is now up for adoption. He's looking better. Checkers also, upon being found at this last place, had a broken leg. It was fortunately a non-weight-bearing bone up in his stifle. So that is the only thing that saved him. So he has been on stall rest for 6 months. He had a broken bone. He's been starved twice. And oh, by the way, he has one eye. I mean, it's like the saddest story I have ever seen in my entire life. So from now on, henceforth, my mission in life is to find Checkers a home. So if anybody is looking for, and I went in his stall and he's old and he's skinny, and I just went in and started hugging him, and he's like hugging me back. Oh, I gotta save him. We have to save him, people. If anybody knows of a pasture somewhere near the Arizona area, and I know that sounds weird, pasture in Arizona, but it does happen. Anybody can take this horse. Please, God, take this poor, miserable creature who just wants to be loved and wants to be fed. I can't take it. So anyway, my Daily Winnie will eternally be for the person that finds Checkers a nice home. But if you guys know anybody, please network. It is time for Checkers to have a couple happy days in a row. My God.
That's funny. That says a lot for the sheriff's office that they saved this horse that had a broken leg. I think most other places would have put him down. So, you know, it says a lot
for
them.
They work so hard, along with Durango Equine Clinic. They work so hard to save every one of these animals, where, you know, most rescues, most places would have put them, not just Checkers, but put many of the horses down. They really, really work hard to save them all and to get them good homes. And so you got to give it up to them. I mean, my gosh, they work really hard at it.
Well, very good. Well, let's hope Checkers finds a nice place to live. If he was near here, Florida, we could just throw him out in one of the fields here and he'd be perfectly happy. He'd be nice and toasty, warm and happy. Well, it's time, Jamie. Jennifer wouldn't do it, by the way. She would not join me. She absolutely refused to join me last night as I watched the recorded version of Rodeo Girls. So it is time to officially do our review of Rodeo Girls. Jamie and I took one for the team, and we watched this god-awful program. So first, let's
you
hear...
You guys owe us.
Yes, you do.
This is a big one for the team.
All right, what'd you think? You go first.
Well, just I feel like you should go first because I really took over the movie.
Let me just start with this.
Let me start with this.
I like pretty girls. I like my pretty girls to have some sense of intelligence and be able to hold a conversation. Let's start there. We can pretty much eliminate all but about one of the girls that were in this show. So,
Yep.
You probably know which one I'm talking about, too. The opening credits where they do, it's not the credits. Yeah, they you know, where they tell you about the show, you know, the opening thing. They said the B word. They said bitch 12 times in 1 minute. And they were calling each other that. If you go back and watch it, you will see that they used the B word 12 times in the opening minute of the show. And it was all calling each other that. So I knew from that point on what the show was going to be. It was, you know, it's quote unquote a reality show. This was so contrived and so almost scripted. You could have written the characters yourself. And it was exactly what we expected it to be. Let's put it that way. The rich lady, oh my God, first of all, I can't stand those Botox lips. I just can't even look at her. But she was so over the top, and I know that was the idea that she was supposed to be so over the top, but I just can't handle it. And then they finally get to riding horses. I had to fast forward through some because it was just most of the time they were sitting around campfires talking about cowboys. And then they had this cowboy guy come in who was the cousin of one of them who was a total jerk, ugly total jerk. I thought he was ugly.
Douchebag.
He looked like he had Botox lips, didn't he? Total jerk. And you know that was all contrived. You know it was all scripted. So, and then if what, about three quarters away, 45 minutes into this hour show, they get on a horse and they go to do the competition. Well, they all sucked. They were all running about 18 to 19, some of them to 23, 24 seconds. A good run is 12 seconds, 12 to 14 seconds. None of them were any good. It was just, the whole thing was awful. It was just awful. It was everything we expected it to be. Do you agree with all of that?
It really was. It really was. You know, listening to girls sit around a campfire and talk about boys should be entertaining. But first of all, these girls are so nasty to each other. The whole thing was so fake. And the guy that came in, the two cowboys that they talked to throughout the whole thing, the trick roper who took Darcy on a date, what a tool. And the cousin guy, who was supposed to be the good-looking cowboy, was the biggest douchebag I've ever seen in my entire life. All he did was sit around and tell the girls, you need to be better. You need to work harder to win. And all the girls talked about was winning that check, winning that check. And I'm like, y'all ain't going to win any money. You're all terrible. I mean, terrible. Even the younger girls, I thought there's potential for them to be like normal, decent humans, the rookies.
Yeah.
They called them. But then they ended up turning into a-holes as well. The whole thing was embarrassing. And sadly, they were all in Arizona for the first one. And then the chick flying in and being Darcy, the chick flying in and telling everybody about her $200,000 horse and I'm going to win because I've got the horse. I mean, it was just so bad. And I could not believe when I got 30 minutes through it and thought it was going to be over. And I still had another damn half hour to go. I was so pissed. I was like, this is an hour? This is embarrassing. Chad, not to disrespect barrel racers, but my husband is sitting there and he's reading in bed while I'm watching this thing. And I'm sure that barrel racing is way better when it's not these people, but he's like, that's it. All these people have been sitting around talking about it for that long and there's nothing to the sport. He's like, that's it. They just circle three barrels and leave. That's it. I'm like, yup. I'm like, how happy are you? I'm an inventor right now. He's like, pretty happy. Like, there's nothing to this sport.
And we have actually, we've seen some good barrel races. And, you know, when you have the good ones in there, they can be fun. But this was just the most horrible representation of the whole sport. It was a horrible representation of women in general. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Aren't you embarrassed to be really a woman after watching that? It's
like, no, because these are not real women. These are just embarrassing humans.
Ugh. But you know, these it's are so different. These are auto animatronics with bad programming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no different than the Real Housewives moves TV shows and all those crappy reality shows that they just happen to throw a horse in the mix. But these aren't horse people. You know, these are embarrassing drunks that it was embarrassing. It's embarrassing for barrel racers. It's embarrassing for women. It's just these people are not representations of a horse lifestyle.
Usually you have one sympathetic character that everybody, you know, everybody wants to like. There wasn't that character. There was no sympathetic character in this show. It was,
like
I thought
there's like the young ones. I'm like, they're going to be the ones we root for. Nope.
Nope.
Never mind. They're sleeping with the cousin now.
Yeah. Oh, God. That guy. I just went as soon as I saw him and his lips, he definitely had Botox done. And I'm sorry. It was awful. I couldn't barely look at him. It was, ugh.
Anyway. I'm half her age and twice as hot. No, you're not. None of you guys are hot. You make yourselves ugly. Anyway,
all right.
So
out of, six flake bale, I give it a negative 12.
I've been out of hay for about a week, I think, if I'm grading that thing.
I want my hour back, pretty much, is what I want. I gave up Grey's Anatomy to watch that. Now I haven't watched Grey's yet. Ugh, it was awful.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
I I'm so excited about next week. Are you going to? I think we make Jennifer a review next week. Jennifer and Chad.
Yes.
Here you go. Your turn.
Yeah, I can honestly say I won't be watching it again, ever, ever again. I really want to get
this. Right? I would love to know what our listeners think and if any of our listeners watched it. And I would like to assign at least one listener to watch next week and come on and review it. So let's see if we can find one. I know we've got our friends that listen all the time and can go on and do that. So somebody needs to pony up and volunteer to watch next week.
Because I would have to drink a lot of alcohol to watch another one. I really would.
Any takers? Out there, hello.
All right, let's go to our first guest. Now that we have totally trashed that show, and we weren't the only one, by the way. HRTV posted they had 1,000 comments, and I went through almost all of them, and I didn't find one good comment about the program. So there you go. All right, let's go to our first guest. She's an old friend of ours, and I'm so happy to talk to her again. Her name is Sarah Coleman. She's director of the Lexington Catholic High School Equine Academy. And, you know, it's that time of year when you're looking for that perfect gift for someone and you're looking for something a little bit different. Well, they have an auction going on right now, to a fundraiser auction that has that different that you might be looking for yourself or your friend, and you can get it just in time for the holidays. So let's say good morning to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Good to talk to you again.
You too. Thank you so much.
Hey, did you watch Rodeo Girls?
I did not, but after listening to this, I'm going to make sure I watch it next week.
All right. Well, then you're going to come on and do the review, because we ain't watching it again. I can tell you that.
Deal.
That's awful. All right. So tell us about this great auction. You have some fantastic stuff. Now, do not mention item number 6, because Jennifer and I want to bid on that. And
okay. I will not talk right. about that one.
Okay. Don't talk about that
one. This one is number 6. Is it the one I bid on?
I don't know. I need to find my password, because I've got a bid right now. Go ahead, Sarah. Tell us about it.
I love it. So basically what we do, this is the second year that we have hosted an eBay auction in hopes to raise some money to fundraise for the programming of the Equine Academy. So we have some absolutely wonderful items this year. We had some good ones last year, too. And we have everything from specific halters from Street Cry and Smart Strike and Questing, who is a Darley mare. We have a behind-the-scenes tour of Keeneland and Box for the spring 2014 race meet, which is going to be fantastic.
You mean you actually get a box?
Yeah. Isn't that fancy? I've never even been in a box at Keeneland.
No, I've always been in the throngs of people down by the rail who can't see anything. That's
me rough. Too. Me too. So we have the Red Mile Grand Circuit is also box seats and lunch at our Red Mile Harness Track right down the road from Lexington Catholic. We have all sorts of different things, too. We have a United States Hunter Jumper Association saddle pad and hat that has been signed by multiple Olympic and Pan Am show jumpers, which is really neat. We also, USHA also was really kind and donated a VIP table for 8 at their Hunter Derby Championships. And you actually end up having the table for 2 days. It's food and beverage service. It's really, that's actually what I'm going to bid on.
I saw you posted that on Facebook that you wanted that one. Did you get any takers to jump in with you?
I did, but they're all kind of like, oh, maybe we don't want to bid that high. I'm like, come on, it's for a good cause. So we also have some go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I'm looking through this list. I mean, you kind of touch on every avenue, it seems, of horse enthusiasts. You know, you've got some hunter jumper stuff, some racing stuff, some harness track stuff, some kind of different avenues, like I said, for lots of different people. You know, you can hang out and have lunch with Chris McCarron, the jockey. I mean, seriously. I'd do that. I would love to talk to him. Hang out and have lunch with Pat Day. You have lunch with Pat Day. Hello. He rode Easy Goer and the rivalry between Sunday Silence and Easy Goer. My God, he's one of my favorite jockeys of all time. There's another thing that you're doing, which I'm kind of bummed that it's on here, because I've really been saving up to buy my husband a really nice Christmas present. And you can kiss that money goodbye, because now I have bid And I put a substantial number down, and I hope nobody else tries to bid, but it is for a good cause. A VIP tour for 8 people at Three Chimneys Farm. I think if I could work that into my trip to Rolex this year with all my girlfriends, I mean, it would it get any better? See?
That would be
this is
perfect.
What I'm thinking. I know. So I kind of bid on that. So don't tell anybody about it. But I love the fact that eBay's going to let me know if anybody else bids higher than me so I can get on there and go crazy.
It is. And that tour is really fun because Jen Reutz, who's the marketing, the head of their marketing department, truly allows you to kind of create your own tour. So if you're interested in feeding the stallions their favorite snacks, whether it's jelly beans or mints or whatever, or if you want to, you know, come in the spring and see the foals, they're really, that farm is just so accommodating to people who are passionate about, you know, thoroughbreds and the thoroughbred industry and just horse lovers in general. They have always been very, very good to the Equine Academy, and we're grateful again that they donated again this year.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about winning that. I'm going to say I'm pretty excited. Sorry, honey. Maybe next year.
I love it.
Well, I just placed a bid on the one that we're not mentioning. So, but the problem is somebody else has already outbid me in just that short a period of time. It's like, I just doubled basically what has been bid on this product, and now they have bid me already. So I got serious competition here.
Now here, of course, we need to say, because I sold out what I was interested in. You have to, because it's for a good cause. Tell everybody what you're bidding on and you're so excited about.
It's an autographed picture of Gary Stevens on Mucho Macho Man. Of course, you know, anything Mucho Macho Man, I got a bid on. But I just bid it. It was at $26. Now it's over 50, thanks to me. But I still am not the top bidder. It's somebody else just outbid me again. Yeah. But you got one in here at $500, the lunch with Pat Day. Somebody really wants to spend some time with Pat Day.
They really do. That one is really popular. And the behind-the-scenes tour with Kenny McPeak is also doing pretty well. That Kenny McPeak
is
a local thoroughbred trainer. He's local to Lexington, and he is just phenomenal. He actually donated. You can choose either Keeneland or Churchill in 2014, and he will basically take you around to his barn and meet some of his racehorses that are racing that day, whatever day they choose, mutually agreed upon date. And then he actually donated his box at either Keeneland or Churchill for you to then sit in his private box and watch the races. And he said he will, you know, come back and forth to the box as much as he can, but since he'll have horses running, he won't be able to spend the entire afternoon. But just to be able to spend the morning with him and kind of pick his brain a little bit about, you know, how he's done everything he's done is a really cool opportunity.
Now tell us
of you looking for a job at a racetrack, like, this would be a great way to kind of get in. You know, you spend $306 and you go and you get to spend the day with Kenny McPeak, and at the end of the day, maybe he'll hire you.
Yeah.
Maybe this is an investment opportunity.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, tell us a little bit about the program and what it is. Remind people.
Sure, no problem. So the Equine Academy, we are in our second full year. It is a non-breed, non-discipline specific program. So we have kids who are thoroughbred farm managers' kids. We have some gated, you know, gated horse enthusiasts. We have some students who don't ride at all. Right now we seem to have a lot of eventing kids, which is wonderful. And we have a couple hunter jumpers. And basically the goal of the program is every day they take a class during the normal school day. So our freshmen are taking equine studies, and our sophomores, right, our second year class right now is taking equine science. So that is their opportunities during the actual school day. And then extracurricularly, we offer usually between 1 and 2 events a week. And the purpose of those events is basically one of three things. It's to expose them to the different professional careers in the equine industry. It is to inform them about different issues facing the industry, whether it's gambling or the use of Lasix on the thoroughbred horses or slaughter, you know, something of that nature that's really impacting the equine industry. And the third focus is to encourage our students to step outside their known breeder discipline. So we do fun things like, you know, some of my kids took a polo lesson this August, which is really fun. Last year they took a vaulting lesson if they wanted to. It really is just to encourage them to understand that there's so much more depth to the equine industry than what they might just see on the outside. You know, for example, we took the students to the Red Mile harness track last fall. None of them had ever been there.
One of Jennifer and I's favorite tracks. That's so cool.
Oh, it's an awesome track. And it's just such a different atmosphere than Keeneland.
It's retro.
You know, at Keeneland, yeah, it is. And everybody's really welcoming. And the kids were all shocked because the owners were like, hey, come in, pet my horse, feed it a mint, you know. And at Keeneland, you can't get that close to the, you know, to the thoroughbreds. And it was really neat. And they got to stay for a day at the races. And then actually last spring, the Harness Horse Youth Foundation is also a very big supporter of the Equine Academy. They actually took a horse out to the harness track and my students were able to drive it. So,
wow.
You know, yeah, just really cool opportunities within this program. And the equine industry as a whole has really embraced it because, you know, they understand that these students really are the next generation. This is who's going to be running the farms and leading the organizations and the next vets and farriers and chiropractors and lawyers and all that good stuff. So we do a lot of fun stuff, truly. And in the winter, when it gets, you know, cold and yucky here in Lexington, we try to have more on-campus speakers. So we have everything from an architect who specializes in barns or breeding sheds or, you know, things of that nature. We have an equine lawyer come in and talk about, you know, his role in equine law. And
I want to go to this school.
I know.
How do I sign up?
That's what I say too. I'm like, where was this when I was in high school? But
yeah.
It's really neat, and the kids are really fun. I have noticed, you know, as we're coming into as we are having our second year, it's very interesting to see how the students kind of broaden their horizons and potentially fixate on something. You know, we have one girl who's a junior now who she listened to one of the marketing people from a local farm talk, and now that's what she wants to do in college. You know, she's like, I want to go to UK, I want to major in marketing, and I want to work for a thoroughbred farm. That's what I want to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really neat. You know, I certainly did not have that kind of direction when I was 16, 17 years old at all.
Well,
so
now,
that's been really fun.
Do any of them want to become barrel racers and be on TV? Because that could...
You know, I'll have to ask about that one.
Just say no.
Let's hope not.
Exactly. Let's hope not.
They can become barrel racers, but let's hope they don't get on TV. Because apparently that's...
Exactly.
This is great. Now, I have just raised a bit on that a little bit more, and I'm still not in the lead. So I made you an extra $50 in the time you've been on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I haven't spent any money. That's even better. I just go through and raise all the bids here. We'll just...
Don't you dare.
I love it.
Are you still in the lead there with yours, Jamie?
Don't say anything.
Well, Sarah, this has been fun. Thank you so much again for joining us. These are some very unique that you're not going to find anywhere else, you know, Christmas gifts for that special someone that has everything. These truly would be wonderful for that. And we'll hope that some of our listeners hop on there and place some bids and end up with some really cool presents for the holidays.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Next Friday, yeah, same time, you come back and review episode number 2 of this terrible show.
I absolutely can do
you
that.
You DVR it, okay?
Okay.
Because it's on at some god-awful time of night because nobody wants to see it. So...
Jen here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022 or You can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
Jennifer is out getting James Atkinson on the phone, and what's really exciting about talking to them is James and Taryn, his wife, you know, they're like eventers in California, and they own Copper Meadows Farms. So we've had them on the show before, but they took a trip across the pond to Africa, and we're going to talk to them about eventing in Africa because they actually do have eventing in Africa. So we'll talk to them in just a minute. But I want to tell, let's play. Oh, they're on. James and Taryn are both here. Okay, if you take them off hold, Jennifer, that'd be great. Good morning, James and Taryn.
Well, good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Hi, Jamie.
Fantastic. Hey, guys. I lost my co-host. He dropped off the line.
Unmuted.
It's technology. It's Friday the 13th. What are you going to do, you know? Doing the best I can. So how are you guys? How's California?
It is awesome. We are enjoying the downtime, the winter, you know. It is nice to not have a horse show to go to for over a month.
You guys do definitely stay busy, and not just traveling to horse shows, but all the stuff you guys put on. How many horse shows or horse events do you guys put on a year?
We have 8 unrecognized shows, and we do 3 recognized horse trials.
Now, I'm really excited to come to, I've been to a bunch of the recognized ones, Taryn. I'm excited to come to one of the unrecognized because, can you kind of describe to everybody what you guys do? I think they're called Look Before You Leap Clinic events.
Yeah, exactly. So the Look Before You Leap Clinics take place on a Saturday, and James and I teach groups cross country lessons. And then Sunday is our one-day show, and we call it the Sun Series. And we'd run all 3 events over one day. We do dressage starting in the morning, and then we run stadium open gate and cross country open gate. It's really relaxed and informal and super easy to get yourself in and in and out quickly. So it's turning into quite the popular event out by us. So it's really fun.
Well, we've got our new trailer. And we are ready to take it on a road trip. So I think we're going to head to your first one maybe at the beginning of the year. My husband actually likes going to Copper Meadows because he can sit around with James and drink. So it's a win-win for him.
Yeah, exactly. We should just open a bar and then we'll have it all covered.
That sounds good. But before we get to your trip, did I hear a rumor that you're going to be teaching a clinic next week in Phoenix?
Yes, Wednesday. Yes, we're going to come out there. Laura Borgasani really wanted to get together and do some stuff with a couple of horses that she has. And unfortunately, Wednesday is the only day that we have remotely available. So we figured we'd come out there and teach some lessons, see everybody. And
Well, that's not unfortunate for me. James, you're breaking up a little bit. Move towards the window. I'll be there. I'm coming.
Oh, cool. Right on.
Perfect. Now, tell everybody, let's talk a little bit because I was on Facebook and I was looking through some pictures, you know, just scrolling down, you know, cyber stalking everybody I know. And there comes a picture of a giraffe. And it was on your trip, your feed from your trip. And so I started looking through the pictures from your giant vacation, which then included a cross country course visit in Africa. So talk a little bit about your trip, where you went and what you did. And then we'll get into the kind of the specifics of this cross country course.
So we spent a few days in Amsterdam. We did 2 days there. And basically just got over our jet lag and got into vacation mode by visiting lots of bars. And then we went to Kenya, and we've got a good friend who is living over there working for the U.S. Embassy. and he's there for probably 4 years. He's been there for about a year already. And he rides, he leases a horse out there, and so he invited us out, and so we spent a week there, and then we spent a week in Paris after that. But Kenya was definitely the highlight. It was incredible.
So he works, he's an American working in Kenya, and he leases a horse from this facility?
No, he. This facility is actually 2 hours outside of Nairobi. He's right in Nairobi, and there is a private barn that's probably 20 minutes from his house up in the tea fields that a lady and her family have probably six horses that are on site, and he leases one of her horses. And then this place that we went to that I took the photos at is Lake Naivasha. And, yeah, so it's about 2 hours outside of Nairobi, and they run one recognized event there a year in, actually right over Galway Downs' date in October and November. And so Steve, our friend, went out there and jump judged at the event. So that's how he knew to take us out there.
Okay, so for those who don't, most people would not know what they're going to encounter on the cross-country course. You know, you go to Copper Meadows, and there's that scary jump with the ditch underneath it and this brush, and it's at the bottom of the hill, and that is the giant boulders
on
the cross-country course. I do. The giant scary boulders on the cross-country course, like, to me, that was terrifying. To my horse, it was the worst thing in the world. Now you put my horse on the cross-country course in Nairobi. Explain to me some of the unique challenges they might face on that cross-country course.
Well, there are giraffes everywhere and zebras. And then there's these little cute gazelles that apparently love to run, and sometimes they will just run alongside the horse doing cross country. They just want to run, and so they figure that's going to be a great time.
Jeb would love that. He'd be so gone. He would be in Italy.
Oh my God. We'd be in the ocean swimming somewhere
right.
Far away. It would have left the continent.
Sorry, Dave, okay. Broke up just a little bit there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I said, Glenn said Jet would have left. I think we would leave the whole continent of Africa at that point if something like that happened. But so you're galloping along and there's gazelles and zebras and giraffes on the course.
Yes, it's like free roam out there, and they hang out because they know it's safe at this facility. And yeah, and I mean, seriously, the pelicans out there are as big as a small pony, and they're like taking flight as these horses are going by. I mean, we almost get bucked off when a squirrel runs across the path, and these horses are dealing with humongous birds and random animals, and the horses we saw being exercised there didn't care at all. I mean, talk about bomb-proof.
Wow. That's, well, you know what? They'd probably be terrified of a little squirrel.
That's right.
Now, so the horses, that was my next question. They don't care?
The ones that we saw didn't seem to care at all. We saw, we were there for 2 days, and we saw probably six horses out and about getting ridden, and they just take it all in stride. They just keep going, put their head down, and keep trotting around.
Are there any sort of, like, cross-country penalty rules, like a gimme or something, if it is the first time on course? Do they bend the rules for certain things like that, like circling between jumps because there's a giraffe in your way? I mean, what's the deal?
You know, you would think they would have to, right? I mean, we weren't there during the event. We were there just after the event, so I don't know sort of how it all went down, but
wait a minute. Either that or they just look at the Americans and go, what wimps? These guys, what wimps?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. So do you guys have any plans to up the perimeter fence at Copper Meadow and start adding some wild animals to your course?
You know what? I would love to have a zebra cruising around there. I think those things are the coolest.
Well, I got to tell you, right now, there is a zebra that's been on the loose for almost 3 months in Cleveland, Tennessee. They haven't been able to catch the thing. His name is Zeke. He got out of his pasture, and he's been on the loose. The police have gotten dozens of calls, and by the time they get there, every time, the zebra's gone. So if you could just go to Cleveland, Tennessee, drive around, you might be able to find yourself one. It's 2 years old.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Do what the police can.
That's right.
Those things, they're actually pretty mean. They're quite aggressive, you know, and yeah, they're pretty tough zebras. I do like them. I think we should have one.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to have on your cross-country course. Aggressive zebras. Let's just add to the fun.
Well, ours, of course, would be a nice friendly zebra because it's the Copper Meadows.
Yeah. So, just to finish out the trip, how was Paris?
Paris was awesome. You know, you have to do it, right? You have to see it. We actually took our last day, we rented a car, and we drove up to Normandy and drove the Normandy beaches, Juno Beach and Omaha Beach, and a few sort of tourist highlights in that area. But it was so fun to just see the real France. And I think Normandy is a great part of France, too. So such a pretty area. I mean, their new stuff is older than anything on the continent. You know, it's just amazing. So we're just driving little roads and through farmyards and just seeing France. And that was really fun. We really enjoyed that.
Yeah. I got to tell you a little story. When I think of France, my boyfriend at the time, his name was Chad, decided to take me on a European vacation. And, you know, as a girlfriend, you're thinking, oh my God, he's going to propose, right? Right, Karen, wouldn't you be thinking that?
Oh yeah, that's the best place to do it in France.
I thought so too. So we go to France. We're walking around. We take the Batamouche, the nighttime boat ride, all lit up underneath the Eiffel Tower. The next day, he takes me to the top of the Eiffel Tower, and we're in line, and I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Nothing. We're on this boat ride. It strikes midnight. The Eiffel Tower lights up. We're underneath it. He's asleep on the boat ride next to his seat next to me. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is never going to happen. Then we hop a plane, and we go to Rome. And I'm like, oh, he's going to do it in Rome. And we're in the middle of the Colosseum, and we're alone and nothing. And then we go to the Pantheon, and I'm, like, standing underneath where that light shines down onto the floor from the roof. And I'm like, Eric, nothing. And I'm, like, 6 days into this damn trip, and I'm like, I lose it because the emotion has caught up with me. All these perfect places. I'm half drunk on a bottle of
your
go
girl
ahead, James.
Craziness has ruined your entire trip. Your girl craziness has ruined the trip of a lifetime is what it sounds like. Yes.
James, did my husband tell you to say that? Because that is exactly what he says. He said, my girl craziness ruined our entire trip. He's like, same. Yes, that's exactly what he said. Well, finally, at the end of the trip, I'm drunk. I'm stumbling around. I'm in like one high heel. I'm limping. I've walked 19 miles. I'm crushed because I'm not engaged. And like at the last minute, he proposes, which was beautiful. Oh, but, like, way too long. I mean, the girl craziness has taken over. And so every time I think of going to Paris, I'm like, God, I hated Paris.
You want to know a secret about that, Jamie? You want to know why he didn't propose to you in all those cool places?
Why?
He was too scared.
He was
like,
scared?
Like, seriously, too scared. When I proposed to Taryn, I was terrified. I had, like, a whole good plan, and if I hadn't had a whole good plan, I would have chickened out.
Yeah, and you know, I'm kind of thinking of that boat ride was a bad time, because if she'd gotten excited, jumped up and down, she'd fell out the boat, and then it'd have been his fault. Or if she had said no and pushed him out of the boat. It's a dangerous place to propose a boat ride.
That's right. You have to make sure that...
Yeah. Well, that's going to be our story for next time you guys are on, is how James proposed. That's probably a good one. But maybe you're right, James. Maybe I should give him a little credit. Clearly, when a girl hops a plane and goes across the world with you, she would say yes. I mean, she's waiting for it. We've been dating for 2 years. I'd already moved to Arizona. We're living together. And everybody's like, oh, my God, he's going to propose. He's going to propose in Paris at the top of the Eiffel Tower. And nothing. So by the time he did it, I was like, yeah, duh. Like, sure, whatever. I'm
in all
this point. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, what was the exact highlight of y'all's trip before we let you go?
Absolutely being at Lake Naivasha at this, at the site where the event was called Sanctuary Farm. That was hands down the best part. I mean, it was great to go to Paris, but it felt like a letdown after being surrounded by wild animals.
Oh, I would imagine. And that's horse girls. We love zebras and giraffes because they're just like equine partners. And James, was that your favorite part too? Or was Amsterdam that you can't talk about your favorite part?
No, we were pretty well behaved in Amsterdam, but actually it was really enjoyable. That's a fun city, town, village, whatever it is to go to. We did the Van Gogh Museum actually was a really good part of the trip. We really enjoyed that. Like several hundred original pieces of his art and some of his peers. That was really cool.
That's awesome.
So I did really enjoy that actually. But yeah, Africa was cool. The Great Rift Valley, which is just to the west of Nairobi, where we went and stayed at the Sanctuary Farm. That's science to think that that's where man originated. And we actually went to a really cool museum in Nairobi that had some super old skeletons and skulls. And I like that sort of stuff. So that was very fun for me, actually.
Oh, that's really cool. The Great Rift Valley, where man originated, or woman originated. Depends on who you are.
Woman. It was probably woman.
Well, awesome, you guys. Well, I will plan on seeing y'all Wednesday. Hopefully I can get into the clinic and put in a good word for me. It filled up pretty quick, so let them know.
We will do.
And bring Chad.
Awesome. Yeah, he said he's got to work, but we'll see if we can get him out of that. We'll get him to fly a jet right over us. Awesome. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you next week, and we'll see you at Copper this coming year.
Thanks, Jamie.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
all right. What's the website again, Jamie? Do you know?
Copper. I believe it's Copper Meadows Eventing, but just Google Copper Meadows.
Okay. Very good.
And you'll find them, and you'll find a great schedule of events. Like I said, they have so much stuff going on there all the time, and they're just such cool people, obviously. And we really like them. Chad is happy to have another guy to hang out with, and James is, you know, one of the best riders on the West Coast, and so is Karen. So they're a venting power couple, you know.
Very good. Well, they're always a lot of fun to have on, and I always love hearing about people's trips, especially to Africa, because there's always stories to tell after you've been to Africa.
Can you imagine galloping along and a giraffe like crosses your path right in front of you? Holy cow!
Yeah, there's a lot of thoroughbreds that are eventers in the United States that probably wouldn't take too kindly to that. Really wouldn't. Would be out of there quickly.
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't imagine. Like, a gazelle is like, hey, let's do a pas de deux.
Yeah.
Caged in, need to get a little air so I can breathe again. Got a thirst in my heart, hunger in my eyes, need to satisfy my soul, free my wild side. My wheels have been spinning like crazy. crazy in my head. Gotta get back to living before I forget. My sights are set where that green grass is. A good running start should get me over that fence. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. Fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've sat up these dreams, I'm holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Got a load on my back and a lot on my mind. Yeah, the weight of this world really gets me sometimes. There's a freedom inside me I've been missing so much. Gonna kick the gates wide open and leave a big old cloud of dust. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. A fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've sat up these dreams, holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Giddy up, look at what lies on the horizon. Second star to the left, then straight on till morning. So I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. A fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah, I need a horse that can fly. Feeling all cooped up, feeling all cooped.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Electrolytes. Who needs them? Your horse, that's who. Electrolytes perform critical functions within your horse's body. They help regulate nerve and muscle functions by carrying electrical impulses between cells. In addition, electrolytes assist the body in maintaining a healthy fluid balance by controlling your horse's desire to drink. When your horse loses significant amounts of electrolytes and fluids, problems such as dehydration, muscle cramping, fatigue, tying up, and colic may occur. Even in mild forms, these conditions can have a negative impact on your horse's ability to perform and recover after exercise. Top riders and veterinarians turn to Summer Games Electrolyte to keep their horse healthy in hot weather, and you can too. Summer Games replenishes the electrolytes and trace minerals lost when your horse sweats, and it stimulates the thirst response so your horse continues to drink and stay properly hydrated. So when the going gets hot, trust Summer Games Electrolyte from Kentucky Performance Products to protect your horse.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is producing today. And we forgot to announce earlier that it is National Day of the Horse here in the United States. December 13th is National Day of the Horse. Hey, Jamie, I didn't
get it. Not to be whatever, but every day is National Day of the Horse in my world, and probably yours. Considering you told me that on Happy National Day of the Horse at 4 a.m. you were out blanketing your pony because it was cold.
Yes, I woke up, and I usually wake up about 4, and I looked at the temperature, and it was like 41 degrees, and he's clipped, and we didn't realize it was going to get that cold last night. We usually watch that, but it got cold, so we were out there at 4 o'clock in the morning blanketing the horses because, you know, they're clipped, and 41 is pretty cold for clipped that aren't used to it. So they were both a little chilly. So we went out. We did our civic duty. We started the day right, helping out our ponies.
Yeah. Hey, Happy National Day of the Horse.
Did you buy your tickets yet? We haven't had a chance to talk about this. Did you buy your tickets yet?
For what?
Garth Brooks?
Garth Brooks is going back on tour. Now, I saw him in Las Vegas, and I'm really excited, and I'm hoping that I get for Christmas his CD box set that he's selling at Walmart because it's pretty cheap. But what are you talking about?
Well, he announced he's going back on tour. So first time in how many years that he's been on tour?
Like 100.
Yeah. So I thought about you right away. And did you also know that he and Trisha Yearwood have a cooking show?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they have a cooking show, like on the Cooking Channel. We stumbled on it the other day and actually watched, and it's those two just doing their favorite recipes in the kitchen, and Garth is there helping. So I thought,
and they both like to eat.
They both like to cook, apparently. So yeah, I thought about you when I saw the cooking show. I thought, well, what if Jamie has this on her DVR?
You know, I'm kind of pissed. Like, I got to be honest with you. Garth Brooks has retired, okay? He is retired, and then I never saw him when he was on, you know, doing regular tours. And then he retires, and then he goes to Vegas, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to go. So I spend an ungodly amount of money to watch a stripped down, just him and a guitar version of his concert, which is not the big running on the stage, having a big party kind of concert. And I spend so much money because on my bucket list, I've got to see Garth Brooks before I die or he dies. And I've got to see him. So I go to Vegas. I spend all this money to go to the Wynn, see the concert. And now he announces he's going on tour. I'm pissed about it, honestly. I cannot believe that I spent all that money to see that crappy show in Vegas when I could have seen a real concert.
You know, they don't never retire, really. They never, you know that. They don't really retire. They always come back. It's like a requirement for old musicians. So let's do this. It is that time of the week.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing, he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trader. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles, then the deal ain't square. He's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
It's that time of the week when we bring you really bad ads, and this week it is brought to you by Stud Muffins, the ultimate horse treat. Stud Muffins horse treats are 100% handmade. They craft each batch with care and devotion to produce the ultimate horse treat for your equine herd, whether you have one or 100. They've been making their treats since 1997. Each treat contains grains such as wheats, oats, barley, corn, and fortified with flaxseed and other wholesome ingredients, ensuring ring. They are as healthy as they are enjoyable. Horses do go crazy for them. They're a soft treat, so you can give pills or other medicines in them. You can look for them at your local tack shop. I know as soon as we walk into the tack shack here in Ocala, the stud muffins are right in front. So they also have Christmas items. If there's any left, get your Christmas candy canes and all that kind of stuff filled with stud muffins today. Or you can Google stud muffins and find their website. Jennifer, what are the prizes for this week's Really Crappy Ads?
On this week's Really Crappy Ads prize table, from left to right, we have, from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brand that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at horsegroomingsolutions.com. And on the opposite side of the table, from Epona Products, the perfectly primped prize pack. With Epona's perfectly primped prize pack, who named that thing? You'll have the ultimate tools for cleaning and massaging. The scrubby bath cloth, the ultimate, and the all-purpose mitt are all effective for removing sweat marks, scrubbing out dirt and grime during baths, and bringing out the natural glow when used for a gentle massage. You can find Epona grooming products at your local tack and feed stores, or you can visit them online at eponaproducts.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, of course, this is the time when listeners submit bad Craigslist ads or other ads from the internet, and we go over them and decide who the winner is going to be. Jamie, I gave you the first one today because it's one of those ads that you have to read literally, and you're much better at that. So be careful as you're reading this one because there's a lot wrong with it.
Okay, gotcha. And sorry, I don't have a voice. I've been sick for, 3 weeks now, so I'm really tired of it. So Chelsea sent this one in, and it's kind of two in one. Red Horse, $1,000 in Mina. Selling one quafter horse. Color is fiery red. A perfect horse for someone who loves to go, go, go. Read between the lines, Glenn. What does that mean?
That means this horse will go, 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 with or without you.
Run away.
Yep.
Her shoe name's Dragon's Bullet. Will run real fast. I don't ride her anymore. Too fast for me, but if yelled by her, Ine sure hell be sweet as a peach. Can be spooky in wind, but if you don't hold her face, he'll be good. I would suggest you ride her with no bridle. He's much hey-o-oor that way. Maybe Prego. Been out in the field with Stalin a lot. Contact for visitor picks. We'll trailer to you if nearby.
Does this person have trouble with the male-female thing, the whole gender? Is there a gender identity issue with this horse? Because we go back and forth from he to she a lot in this one.
It runs away with you, but try it without a bridle. It'll be sweet as a peach. Wow. And in the same ad, goat, $1. I've got a goat. Not sure what it is. That you said it was a goat. The last owner didn't know what it was either. I'm guessing pure bred, B-R-E-A-D, though. He's small and gray with horns. Two-ish years. I need him gone. My wife complains about the noise. If you want him, I will give him to you. He just likes to mosey around. If you want a fun, authentic goat to add farminess to your yard, come check out Horny. Just take with the name.
Horny the goat.
Wow. Strong showing, Chelsea. Strong showing between the quaffer horse and the horny goat.
The authentic horny goat, because there must be unauthentic horny goats out there, apparently.
It will add farminess to your yard.
Dennis or Denise, I'm not sure which. Dennis?
Denise.
Denise? Okay. Send in the following one. APHA colt for sale, $400. I have a four-month-old colt for sale. He was a stud prospect, but won't work for me. He has black and white Toby. He leads, loads, and ties, and more. I'm asking $400 or best offer. I can send pics via phone. Please call or text for pics and info. He shows a lot of potential as a gelding. I will take trades also. I'm about 30 minutes out of Indiana. How do you know he shows potential as a gelding if you haven't gotten him gelded yet?
Because he's a god-awful looking stallion. That's why. Castrate this horse. Here, yeah. I'll sell him.
And why haven't they castrated him yet is my question.
Wow. Because he's only 4 months old, so he's not old enough
yet.
Yeah. I'm sure that's the reason.
I'm sure, yeah.
It has nothing to do with laziness or not wanting to spend the money. Anyway, long story. Lorraine sent in the next one. Wild pigs! ! Want a wild pig, but you have no way of catching one? Here's an option. Free-range wild pigs that have become, air quotes, domesticated. They've gotten used to being fed while hanging around house. Sizes vary from piglet to adult, male and female. Prices also vary depending on size and gender of pig. For more information on the benefits of wild pigs, here's a helpful link. And they put a link. How do you sell wild animals that haven't been caught?
Have you seen a wild pig? They are the ugliest creatures on earth. They are god-awful ugly,
you know,
and they smell. Ugh.
I have free-range wild gophers for sale. Just give them. And they're yours.
And they're domesticated. They eat everything in your yard. So they are domesticated.
They pretty much, they'll stay close to home. They're not going to run away. I mean, they're fantastic little pets.
You probably don't eat them, though, which is, I'm kind of guessing, the only thing that a wild pig's good for. They're supposed to be really nasty, too. I don't get that whole ad. That's funny. That's a first. That's a first, Lorraine. Good catch.
I love it.
The next one is sent in by RP9445, which is the email address because we don't have a name. Mennonite Dr. Buggy, $500 in Colfax. I have a Mennonite Dr. Buggy for sale. It's in really nice condition, but it doesn't have a top on it. And the tires are not the real ones. They look a little like car tires. Asking $500. So in other words, he has something that isn't anything like a Mennonite Dr. Buggy anymore.
Wow. Nice. Sold. I'm sure your pony wants to pull that.
Yeah, that's probably an attractive looking beast. I wish we had a picture of that one.
Nice. Gail sent in the next one. In currently looking for a free horse for beginner riders, aren't we all? We would like a calm horse that he isn't scared of the noise. We have big fields where he could run and eat grass in the summertime. If you request more information, is be welcome to answer them. Thanks for looking. Hope somebody can help me out, smiley face. Is give a horses a great home, as am looking for right ones. Wow. I want to give this person a horse.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Sure do.
That's what I was thinking.
In the winter, he's SOL because you don't have any grass in the wintertime, so I'm not going to feed him anything. He's going to starve. But summertime, he will be very happy. It's like a bear for hibernation. They just need to get really fat in the summertime so they can starve it off in the winter.
Did you see where Gail was from? You're absolutely right. She's from Canada. So,
oh, geez.
You were more right than you knew.
Wait, let's change that and say we have a big field where he can run and eat grass in the summer for 3 weeks.
Well, Uta got the horse trailer of the week. She sent that in. It's $150 in Idaho. This one is a homemade pickup bed horse trailer that has hauled all kinds of animals. It just won't give up. It looks like it should have given up about 25 hauls ago. It is a very homemade, made out of plywood. I'm impressed, though. The guy who made it out of plywood managed to put some windows in the front, and they're still in the front, which is amazing. It has no top. It's a convertible, like a lot of them that we see. And it looks like the walls are about ready to fall out of the trailer. I think the only thing hauling the walls in is the ties in the back. It's like,
I think you're right. This is a perfect giraffe hauler, though.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Lots of headroom.
Lots of headroom. Jennifer's going to post this one on Facebook. It is it's another classic. Yep. I don't think the hitch works either. It looks like they have some kind of block underneath the hitch. So you might want to keep that in mind for $150.
It does have a beautiful ramp.
It is
a beautiful ramp.
It is the right price. And once again, it never fails. The trailer is in a field beside some old dead cars grown up with grass all around it. It seems like every single one is this way.
Yeah, you're right. It is. Every single one of them. It's like they just like go down the line of crap they've collected for 100 years, and maybe somebody died and they've had this out there forever, and they're like, we got to unload everything before we sell the property.
Yep.
They're like, here's a trailer.
And they can't move the trailer because it has flat tires. So that's why the picture's always where the trailer sat for 20 years.
Exactly. Nobody's going to buy this thing. All right. Biz sent this one in. Ranch gelding package deal.
Oh.
9-year-old finished head and heel horse. Sound gentle, calm for any rider. Reg, excellent bloodlines, 4,500. My girlfriend says if I sell him, she's leaving, so she's included. It's the package deal. What a deal. That's awesome.
I have so much to say, and none of it I can say on the air, so I'm just going to go on.
I know.
That's pretty good. Robert sent the following in. Gelding, $350. Well-trained 16. Neck rein, stop side, pass swing, ropes, jacana. Not for beginner. He is Arab. No buck, spooky, or rear. Well-trained, nice feet. Sold, $350, located in Yapa-Blue County. I like that he has well-trained, nice feet. It's nice that his feet are trained.
He tapped in. No buck, spooky, or weird. Wow. And that's Yavapai County, because this is in wonderful Arizona. So proud.
This is a for $350, you get a neck rein, stop side, pass, swing, ropes, jacana horse. I mean, that's terrific.
What a deal.
You should just head out to the middle of the desert and pick that one up today.
Probably needs it. He probably needs some food. He's probably hungry. Ellen sent in the next one. Thanks, Robert, for that one. Ellen sent in the next one. Needing a pet pig. Well, hell, right above us, we got some people selling some wild ones.
Yeah,
it's like matchmaker's heaven here on Horses in the Morning. Needing a pet pig, and this is in Stuart, Florida.
Ugh.
Instead of a puppy, my 4-year-old decided she wants a pet pig. Oh. She's also loved livestock animals, but is very rough. So I need a pig. That T is too tiny, but some tanging that woe T hurt her either. And definitely has to be an outside pig, as we plan to keep it in horse. Pin must be free of loo price. It went downhill from the beginning. There's not a lick of punctuation in that. It started out normal. Like, instead of a puppy, my 4-year-old decided she wants a pet pig. And then it was like crash and burn, like straight out of the sky.
Do you think she was smoking something as she typed? And it just got worse and worse.
And just got more and more stoned as she went along.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's the worst ad ever.
Oh, and I like this. The reason they're not getting her a dog is that she is very rough, this 4-year-old. It's like, oh, my God. Can you imagine? She's the one in the restaurant that's beating on the back of your seat. She's that one.
How many baby chicks do you think that child has squished?
But you know what? You were right about the matchmaking thing. A wild pig would be perfect for this child. And they want to keep it outside anyway. It's perfect. Perfect.
Perfect. Let's call the people that need a pet pig in Stuart, Florida, and tell them that Lorraine found a wild pig seller. Genius. Genius.
This. We should charge for this service. I mean, we should. Let me do this. Beth sent the following win in. Stud horse, $300. I got all the studs today. Stud horse, $300. Stud horse doc. This is all one sentence, too. Stud horse, dark brown with black mane and knee socks. He has a cut on his ankle from loading him in trailer, but is about healed up. Vet said he will be fine, has an old scar around his neck from a fence. He was like this when we got him. He is riddable. I rode him a little bit. He does good, calm with saddle on him, and can ride fine around mares. Very good stallion. Yeah. Which part of that do you believe?
Okay. A very good broke stallion for $300.
Yes.
I'm not buying, number one, that. And number two, if you have to tell people ahead of time that he's got a cut on his leg and a cut on his neck, these are some really bad cuts.
Yeah.
Like, these are like shockingly huge old scars around his neck from a fence that he sliced his cut, tried to cut his head off. And then,
and do you know why he did that?
Can you imagine?
Do you know why he did that? Because there was a mare in the next field. That's why he did that.
Exactly. And some idiot was trying to ride him by him. And God.
And if you're selling your horse for $300 and you have a stud, it ain't worth nothing. Get it gelded.
Yeah. Please. Do yourself a favor. Geld it. Do the horse a favor. Kathleen sent in the next one. Oh, this sounds promising. Perfect trail horse for the bargain price of $500.
Well, who doesn't want a perfect trail horse for that? I mean, it's perfect.
What a deal. Christmas time, people. Jem is a 23-year-old appendix. He is registered. I have papers in my hand. He is now a retired barrel horse. So if you would like, he would be an amazing in barrels. But right now, I recently just been working on trails. He's bomb-proof. Nothing scares him. He's fearless. He rides double. I've taken him swimming. He's awesome. Hop on his with a hatler and lead him bareback. He has amazing ground manners, and he also never leaves the property. Just let him out to graze, and he stays around. He's 16-1, so he's perfect for those tall rides out there. Anyone who's looking for that perfect trail horse, here he is. He is a little underweight, but not bad for his age at all. He's getting weight gainer supplements and joint supplements. He's a very, very healthy horse. Somebody called the sheriff on this.
Yes, they did. The last three people that went out to look at this horse went, "Oh my God, are you not feeding that horse? What are you feeding this horse?" That's exactly what happened.
He's a very healthy horse.
Yeah, he's bomb-proof because he's like my pony was. He's too damn malnourished to do anything about it. You wait till you feed this horse. He won't be bomb-proof anymore.
He is starving to death. Okay, starving to death. Poor little thing. We need to get him up there with checkers and get them retired together in a field. Poor little thing. God, I hate that. All right, well, we got to pick a winner. What are the, we have, how all many right. prizes?
We have two prizes. We have the Horse Grooming Solutions package, and that's worth over $100. And I think we got to give something to Chelsea, don't we, with the red horse? I mean, that's one of my favorites.
Without a doubt. I mean, and just so you guys remember, selling one quaffter horse color is fiery red. A perfect horse for someone who loves to go. Her shoe name is Dragon Bullet. Will run real fast. I don't ride her anymore, too fast for me, but if you'll buy her, I'm sure he'll be sweet as a peach. Can be spooky in wind, but if you don't hold her face, he'll be good. I would suggest you ride her with no bridle. He's much hay-o-er that way. Maybe pregnant. Been out in the field with stalling a lot. Call her visit.
That was a classic.
Chelsea needs to win something.
You know, usually these ads have one or two things, elements of the bad ads we've have every week. This one has them all.
That's really good.
All right. Chelsea gets the green tote for $100. So the next we have Epona Products, the perfectly primped prize pack.
How about Lorraine with the wild pigs? Wild pigs! Yeah. Not a wild pig, but have no way of catching one? Well, here's your option. Basically, they'll trap them for you and put them in your yard.
Yeah, I like that. I like wild pigs. Wild pigs. That was the first time we've ever had wild pigs. Somebody trying to sell something they don't own, and it just lives in their yard. So I think that's great. And then, you know, you really need to get the ad in for the gophers. I think you'd have some people show up.
Man, what a deal. What a deal. Not in my neighborhood. There's so many other ones. But if I started selling them, I bet I would get at least somebody.
I think you would. Epona Products for the perfectly primped pies pack is what was her name again? Lorraine wins. So Lorraine wins that, and Chelsea wins the other one. Thank you so much, everybody who submitted their great ads this week. If you want to submit ads for next week's show, submit them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Put really bad ads in the subject line, and don't forget to copy the whole bloomin' ad. Put it in the email, because people are still sending us links, and the links are dead when we get to them. So copy the whole ad. Pictures and all. Put it all in there. And we appreciate
it. Not just the whole ad, the whole bloomin' ad.
That's right. The whole bloomin' ad. The whole thing.
I think that honorable mention goes to Biz Fam today for the ranch gelding package deal. The girlfriend says if I sell them, she's leaving, so she's included.
Yes, I like that one too.
Pretty good. Yeah. Bumper crop this week, folks. Bumper
My
crop.
Guess is he slept outside the night that went in Craigslist. He was gone. That's my guess.
My guess is he didn't care.
He was too drunk to know any better. Hey, I got to go check real quick on the auctions that we talked about earlier. I just hit refresh. Oh, man, mine has went up again.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check mine. I'm still a high bidder. I'm still a high bidder for mine. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
I'm trying to find yours.
You know, these are going to skyrocket in the last 4 minutes.
You know, I think you're still the high bidder on yours, it looks like.
Yeah, I am. And like I said, they're going to skyrocket in the last 5 minutes, because that's how eBay works. So we better be ready.
All right.
We got to be on computers with our fingers. They had 2 days and 9 hours left.
Jennifer posted a link to that eBay page on our Facebook page. So if you want to go over there and do some bidding, then do that. Just don't bid for the two things Jamie and I are bidding on, because we'll be mad at you.
Yeah.
That's it for this week. Thank you so much, and it's been fun.